الله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. وعن ثوبان مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من مات وهو بريء من ثلاث: الكبر والغلول والدينة، دخل الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه الإمام الترمذي والإمام ابن ماجة رحمهم الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, today we have heard of the passing of our beloved brother Shah Nawaz Chima rahimahullah. MashaAllah, was a wonderful individual. I come into the organization, I come here, Harlow Islamic Center, on Friday. I get here for approximately 11 o'clock. So I get here 11 o'clock and he tells me most probably he will be the first one here. He'll be the first one here in the, and he says my goal on a Friday is to come to Jumu'ah Namaz before you are here. So this is what he always used to tell me, and he always used to say to me, okay, just make dua, Allah Ta'ala give me death on a Friday. He always used to say, Allah Ta'ala give me death on a Friday. Number two, he always, every single Friday, he used to have a list of questions that he used to gather for the entire week. And then he used to say to me, this is my entire list. I've heard this lecture. Now I've got this question. Can you sit down with me? And we used to sit down for 15 minutes, half an hour. And mashallah, we used to always have that conversation. Mashallah, he was an individual. You can say, I don't think he has a single enemy in Harlow. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his position. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receive him in the best way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the death of martyrdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his family immense sabr and immense himma, inshaAllah, to continue with life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all a death of Friday, because mashaAllah, death on a Friday comes to those who are fortunate. And not only did he die on a Friday, he died whilst he was suffering from cancer. He died suffering from cancer. He's diagnosed with liver cancer. The ulama are of the opinion, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has highlighted, anyone who dies with an illness known as Dhatul Jamb. Dhatul Jamb, maybe nowadays, one of the closest things you can get to Dhatul Jamb is liver cancer or any type of cancer of the abdomen. This is maybe, inshallah, we can hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is a death of martyrdom. So, you know, the least we can do for him, inshallah, whilst we are here, when you get the opportunity, read Qul Huwallahu Ahad three times. Do Isale Sawab, convey the reward to him, inshallah. If you have the opportunity afterwards, inshallah, please read Surah Yasin and do Isale Sawab. The other thing we can do, inshallah, is the last three deaths we have had in Harlow. Number one, Brother Ishaq from Africa, from Ghana. Number one. Number two, Haji Riyaz Sahab. Number three, now Haji Chima Nawaz, Shah Nawaz. MashaAllah, all these three, if you see one thing that was common with all three, they spent a lot of time in the masjid. You want to die a good death, then you will have to learn to pass time in the masjid. You know, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, tamutun kama tahyaun. The way you will live is the way you will die. And the way you die is the way you are going to be raised on the day of Qiyamah. So my first message, inshallah, learn from the death. People are dying in front of us. Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, the great giant of the tabi'een, Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, used to say, if you can't take a lesson from those people who are dying in your midst, then you will never learn a lesson from anything. You go to the graveyard and it does not remind you of death. You see people dying in front of you and it does not remind you of your own death. Today, this is the janaza of Shah Nawaz Chima, rahimahullah. Tomorrow, this will be my janaza. Tomorrow, this will be your janaza. إِذَا حَمَلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. When you carry a janaza to the graveyard, tomorrow, remember, it is your turn. But my message to everyone, inshallah, whatever time you can give to the masjid. Why? Because that is what will help you at the time of death. That is what will determine, inshallah, how you are going to die. Number one. Message number two, inshallah, if you look at the life of Shah Nawaz Chima, rahimahullah, mashallah, the guy was our brother. I'm sorry for using that word there. Mashallah, our brother was a very, very simple individual. Very, very simple. Such a simple individual, mashallah, absolutely no showing off. Okay, absolutely nothing at all. You don't live for anyone. You live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You live for your family. MashaAllah, I used to speak to him and he used to say, just make dua for my family. He used to always tell me, just make dua for my family, make dua for my daughters, make dua for my wife. That was always his concern. So mashallah, you know, this is a life that we want to live. So inshallah, we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. But now, my topic for today is something else. My topic for today, every single individual here wants to lead and live a very, very simple life. Dekho, every individual that comes into the world, you are going to be suffering. Okay, if I remember rightly, this is a poem of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. The poem of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. He says, Ish musiran in shi'ta aw mu'sara. La budda fi dunya min al-ghammi. Dunyaka mahzun maqrunatun bil ahzani. Dunyak maqrunatun bil ahzani. La taqta'i dunya bila hammi. It's a beautiful poem of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, where Sayyidina Ali is really translating the ayat. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi kabad. We created insan in a sense of toil, difficulty, anxiety, stress. You know, you will struggle in life. But inshallah, one is Allah Ta'ala created everyone in this world and you are going to struggle. From the moment you come into, you are conceived into the rahim and the womb of your mother, the struggle starts from there until we breathe our last. But sometimes we are taking matters and we are making matters difficult upon ourselves. We are making matters difficult upon ourselves. Why do I say that? Unfortunately, today we are leading a life where we are taking a lot of tension. Why? My message for today is lead a life of simplicity, number one, and lead a life debt-free. Lead a life debt-free. And I want to share with you, inshallah, a few things. Number one, the seriousness of going into debt. Number one. Number two, why do people get into debt? Number three, what Islam guides in order for us to protect ourselves from getting into a debt? And what is the ilaj, what is the cure, what is the remedy? How do we get out of debt? So there's a few things that I would like to discuss. Whenever you hear the name Luqman, what comes to your mind? When you hear the word Luqman, Luqman Hakim, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? With Luqman, you say Hakim. The Quran as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an entire surah with Suratul Luqman. Just before Alif Lam Mim As-Sajda, you got Suratul Luqman. The entire second ruku of Suratul Luqman from ayat number 10-11 are the advices that Luqman gave to his son. Beautiful advices of Luqman. During the course of the lifetime of Luqman Hakim, he gave his son in total 4,000 advices. approximately 4,000 advices. Ask yourselves, have we even given our children 40 advices? Maybe the only thing we do is when they grow up, they say, make sure you get a good job. You know, but ask yourselves, have I trained my son to come into the masjid? I can't, because I'm not coming myself. If I'm only coming on a Friday and then I'm educating my son, okay, every namaz you should be reading in the masjid, your child is not going to come into the masjid. So what was the advice of Luqman Hakim in relation to this topic? Look what he says. It's a beautiful advice. He says, Ya Bunayya, Ya Bunayya, Iyaka wa Dain. Ya Bunayya, Iyaka wa Dain. Why? Fa innahu dhullun bin nahar wa hammun bil layl. Oh my beloved son, you must make sure you lead a debt-free life. Lead a debt-free life. Why? Because during the day, if you have a debt, it is going to be humiliating for you. It's a means of disgrace for you, because the people, your creditors, how do you face them in the masjid? Sometimes I'm not coming into the masjid. Why? Because the people who I owe money to, I'm not paying back. So I can't face the people in the community because they're going to ask money back. And then he says to his son, وَهَمٌّ بِاللَّيْلِ. It'll cause insomnia by night. You will have sleepless nights. You believe me, the day you become debt-free in life, that is the day you will learn to have a good sleep. Unless someone has absolutely no realization, okay, I'm not bothered because I don't want to pay. Okay, I don't want to pay an individual that from whom I borrowed money, so I don't really have a problem. Okay, but look at the advice of Luqman Hakim. Then look at the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah. I just want to highlight to you the seriousness of getting into a debt. That's all I want to highlight to you, and this is the message that we want to take away. If you want to lead a simple life, and if you want to die in a good manner, if you want to die whereby you don't have debts of people on your head, this is advice that every single one of us need to take. The hadith that I quoted in the beginning is a hadith mentioned by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, on the authority of Sayyidina Thawban, the freed slave of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Please do have a look. It's a hadith mentioned by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah in Jami' Tirmidhi. The hadith number is 1572. It's also in Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith number 2412. And you can have a look in both these kitabs. Look at the try and look at the references. Inshallah, you will find the hadith. What is the hadith of the Messenger of Allah? Man mata wa huwa bari'un min thalath. If you die, and the day you die, Allah Ta'ala has safeguarded you and you are free from three things, Allah Ta'ala will give you entry, inshallah, straight away, directly, you will be in Jannah. You will be directly in Jannah, inshallah. But you have to be free from three things. Number one, al-kibr. You can't have pride within your life and then expect Allah Ta'ala to put an individual into Jannah. That individual is not going into Jannah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Al-Kibriya uridai. Kibriya is my garment. You try and be haughty and arrogant, then I will show you how I destroy you and I will not bother. The only one who deserves to be, you see, in Salah, what do you say? 22 times? What do you say? Or maybe slightly less. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. If you're doing four rakat salat, you start with Allahu Akbar. And every move, Allahu Akbar when you go. And then from Qiyam back into Sajda, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What are you saying? Only Allah is the greatest. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. You are acknowledging over and over again, Allah Ta'ala is great. You go outside salat, and mashallah, the way we speak, it's crazy. There's a beautiful, beautiful proverb in the English language. Beautiful. You know what it says? Anger will get you in trouble. Anger will get you in trouble. But arrogance will keep you there. Anger will get you in trouble. But arrogance will keep you there. In a fit of rage, okay, an individual goes and divorces his wife or says something and then he realizes, okay, I've done wrong. But if you move back, if you have a sense of humility within you and you are humble and you take a step back and you say, I'm really sorry for what has happened, inshallah, all your problems are resolved. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahimahullah used to say, whenever two people fight, you know one of them at least is arrogant. You know, at least one of them is arrogant. So number one, you have to be free from takabbur, arrogance, haughtiness. And you know what? What is takabbur? What is arrogance? What is pride? What is it? It's a perception. It's a perception of superiority over other people and the notion that everyone else is inferior. Now, who knows what is who in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The person who is sitting on your right and your left may be the wali of Allah, and we don't know. And we are looking down upon those individuals. You have people in the time of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam that absolutely, apparently had no value. According to them, they had no value. But you know, lasta indallahi bikasid, the Messenger of Allah told the Sahabi, Sayyidina Azhar, you are not cheap in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your maqam is very elevated in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, you want to be free from arrogance, from pride. You want tawadu within yourself. Man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Man tawada'a lillah, anyone who is humble before Allah, Allah Ta'ala will elevate that individual. MashaAllah, there's a beautiful hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in the chapter of jihad, where he mentions about horses, and camels in Kitabul Jihad. Imam Bukhari says the Messenger of Allah had a camel, and that camel used to outrun every camel in Medina Munawwara. So no one's camel could beat the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. One day one Bedouin came and he beat the camel of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and everyone, Sahaba, they all upset. You know, how could someone else's camel beat the camel of the Messenger of Allah? What did the Messenger of Allah say? This is the system of Allah. This is a system of Allah. When you reach the peak, Allah Ta'ala, there's only one way, and that is you come down. If you feel you are someone, you are something, you know, mashallah, someone said it so beautifully in Urdu. MashaAllah, those brothers who understand the Urdu language, you will understand this. Jo bakri kurbani ke dinon mein zyada me karti hai, to malik usi ko pehle zaba karta hai. That means that bakri and that animal who makes a lot of noise on the day of kurbani, the malik will go to that animal and slaughter it first. So the Messenger of Allah is saying, anyone who dies and you are free, number one, from arrogance, number two, ghulul. You don't cheat anyone. You don't deceive anyone. Rasulullah alayhi salam, one Sahabi fought next to the Messenger of Allah in the battlefield on the occasion of, if I remember rightly, Khaybar. And the Sahaba was saying, Hani'an lahu shahada. He's so fortunate, this individual is guaranteed martyrdom. He fought on the side of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam. He's guaranteed martyrdom. What did the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu salam say? He is in hellfire. Fi burdatin ghallaha. Because of a burda, because of a garment that he stole from Mali Ghanimat, from the booty, before distribution. So the Messenger of Allah, if you don't cheat anyone, Allah Ta'ala maaf kare, today we are living in a time you don't know who to trust. You don't know who to trust. This is why a secret is a secret so long you keep it with yourself. The moment you tell your secret to a second individual, then it's gone. كل سر جاوز الاثنين شاعة. The moment your secret goes to the second individual, that no longer a secret. Now it is gone. So Rasulullah SAW then says, the third thing you want to be free of before you die is debt. If you die debt free, the Messenger of Allah says, inshallah, you will go into Jannah. You will go into Jannah. Now debt, like I mentioned, it's a very, very serious. Hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmidhi, if I remember rightly, also Imam Abu Dawood. Look at the dua of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'tham wal-maghram. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from sin, number one, and number two, debt. Hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-dayn. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with kufr in you against kufr, number one, yani becoming a disbeliever, number one, and number two, deen, debt. One Sahabi came to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, and said, Messenger of Allah, you asking Allah Ta'ala to protect, you know, why are you equating kufr and deen? On one side you got disbelief, on the other side you got a deen and a loan. Messenger of Allah, how are they equal? Because you are incorporating the two in your dua. What did the Messenger of Allah say? A individual who is heavily burdened with a debt, he will resort to haram means in order to repay his debt. How many people play the national lottery in order to become rich? Why? Because I've got a debt. Inshallah, it can become. Inshallah, we can become rich very, very fast. How many people here are playing those national lottery tickets? How many people are going into haram? How many people are deceiving other individuals in order to why? Just to pay one's debt. The Messenger of Allah (SAW) had mentioned by Imam Muslim (rahimahullah), Rasulullah (SAW), oh Imam Bukhari as well. When a why Rasulullah said, why Rasulullah said, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al kufri wa dayna." Why did the Messenger of Allah say that? Why? Because in a individual who has a loan, in the rajul ida ghirima haddatha fakadhaba. That individual who goes into a debt, when he speaks, he is going to lie. Wa ida wa'ada akhlafa. And when he promises, he will go against his promise. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, where Rasulullah mentions in Kitab al-Iman, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned the hadith, Ayatul Munafiq, thalath. There are three signs of a hypocrite. And one of them, إِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَةً. When you give someone your word, then you go against your word. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salam in Medina Munawwara, everyone knows Rasulullah is rahmatul lil alameen. Rasulullah is rahmatul lil alameen. Even the animals benefited from the rahmah and the mercy of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, mashallah, there's a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Sahih Bukhari, and this is educated to us by the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam is traveling, on an expedition. Sayyidina Uzair from the Anbiya alayhi salam of the past, the Anbiya of Banu Israel, Sayyidina Uzair is traveling. He resides under a tree in order to rest. And what happens? One ant bites him. What did he do? He told the army to remove all the luggage that was under the tree, and he said, burn down the entire colony of ants. Burn down the entire colony of ants. All the ants. Why? Because I don't know which one it was. So Allah Ta'ala straight away sent a revelation saying, Halla namlatan wahida. Why did you not just locate the one that bit you and then kill that one ant? In other words, Islam is a religion that has also taught us mercy and rahmah to animals. But when it comes to loan, when it comes to a debt, when it comes to you owing money to someone else, a body is brought in front of the Messenger of Allah in the time of the Messenger of Allah. A body is brought, the first question Rasulullah would ask, does he have a debt on his head? Does he have a debt on his head? The Sahaba would say, Messenger of Allah, he has. Hal taraka min wafa? Has he left any asset to offset his liabilities? And the Sahaba would say, Messenger of Allah, he has. Then Rasulullah would move forward and he would perform the janazah. On one occasion, a janazah came and Rasulullah said, has he left the debt? Yes, Messenger of Allah. And then Rasulullah said, has he left anything to repay the debt? Messenger of Allah, he doesn't. He's not left anything. Rasulullah said, sallu ala sahibikum. Then that means you perform the salat of your colleague. I will not do it, meaning I will not lead it. I will not lead it. Why? Because this is a debt, is something even Allah will not forgive. Because it's not to do with the right of Allah. It's to do with the right of, it's to do with huququl ibad. It's to do with huququl ibad. My message for today, remember, the hadith is, it's a very, very dangerous hadith, if I remember rightly, mentioned by Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah. What did Rasulullah say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدُ كُلُّ ذَنْبُ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ. Allah Ta'ala will forgive everything for a martyr. Allah will pardon everything. One thing Allah will not pardon is debt, is dayn. In the time of the Messenger of Allah, non-Muslims, we're talking about kafir. We're talking about kafirs. In the presence of the Messenger of Allah, Muslims are victorious in Badr. Muslims have won in Badr. They've come now to Medina Munawwara. Umayr ibn Wahab and his friend Safwan ibn Umayyah, they are in Makkah Mukarrama and they are having a conversation. And what is their conversation? Safwan ibn Umayyah says to his friend Umayr ibn Wahab, you know, life is no good now because Abu Jahl has gone. Utbah, Shayba, Umayyah, and fulan, all the leaders of the Kufar of Makkah Mukarrama, they've all gone. There were 24 of them. Okay, 70 were killed on the occasion of Badr. All of them have gone. Life is no good. Umayr ibn Wahab was saying, absolutely, you are correct. Life is no good. But look what he says. If it was not for the fear of the debt that I have on my head, لَرَكِبْتُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى أَقْتُلَهُ. I would have traveled to Medina Munawwara until, and I would not have rested until I would not kill Muhammad. Who said this? Umair ibn Wahab. Umair ibn Wahab. But because of my debt, I can't go. What my message is even a kafir was concerned of repaying back the loan that he has taken from another individual. Now, you know, there's a lot more to say, inshallah, in regards to this topic. Okay, that is another case, inshallah, where Umair ibn Wahab came to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he came to the presence of the Messenger of Allah. He had a sword dangling on his shoulder, and the Messenger of Allah said, Maja abika ya Umair? What brings you here, oh Umair? Messenger of Allah, I've come to negotiate the release of my relative who's been captured on the occasion of Badr. No. What about your conversation between yourself and Safwan ibn Umair? Where you said life is now no good after Abu Jahl? What about your conversation? He said, you know, initially he said, what is the sword doing in your neck? He said, Messenger of Allah, no, I just brought it, but I've come to negotiate. No. You've come with an evil intention. But what about the conversation that you had? He said, only me and Safwan ibn Umayyah were the two that knew it. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Straight away he embraced Islam. But my message was, this is a kafir. His concern, how do I repay my debt? Now the question is, why do we get into a debt? So you know, it's very, very dangerous, and that is something that we know. If you want to have a good sleep, become debt-free. You want to have a good life, inshallah, become, you know, don't live for other people. Don't live for other people. Why do we get into a debt? Inshallah, my time is over. We don't have 3 minutes left, inshallah. Why do we get into a debt? Number one, because we don't have a sense of budgeting. We are living in a time, buy now, pay later. We are living in a time of Amazon Prime. We are living in a time the kids are saying we want it and we want it now. We want same day delivery. Even though we don't have it, so number one, we are not budgeting. This is the prime reason why a lot of people get into debt. Number one. Number two, we are living beyond our means. We are living beyond our means. You know why? MashaAllah, you've seen your phone and you scroll your phone and you know what it says? 0% interest, pay nothing for 24 months. But you don't need it. Why do you want to apply for a credit card when Allah has given you money? Allah has given you money, you can live for the day. Who's got guarantee you're going to live till tomorrow? Rasulullah alayhi salam used to say, okay, when Usama brought goods that will last him for 1 month, Rasulullah said, Usama is a man, he's got high hopes of life. Me, when I do salam on one side, I don't know if I will finish salam on the other side. Like in the Nabi of Allah, before he dies, the angel will come and take permission. Would you like to live? Would you like to die? That is the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And me and you, mashallah, we got luggage and we got saman for one entire year. Saman so baraska palki khabar nahi. You know, they say, we got the luggage, we got the saman for an entire lifetime, for generations to come. Why do you want to live beyond your means? Today, you know, mashallah, what they say? You know, they say, we are living a life of luxury. My message to you, inshallah, you know why we are getting into debt? Because of the interest-based system that the West has established. You know, whereby you buy now, absolutely nothing to pay. You are done for a credit of £8,000. Now, mashallah, you are shopping on plastic. You don't need a fridge at home. You already got four. Why do you want the fifth one? Mashallah, you've already got a car. Why do you want a luxury car? Because Mercedes-Benz, why? The reason why we get into a debt, why? Showing off. Simple. Why do you want to have a big wedding? Because we have to show off. You know, when my daughter got married, she had a fantastic wedding. You know, Ali Khamenei, the one who was murdered by Israel. Ali Khamenei, when his daughter got married, he only invited, he is the leader, apparently the supreme leader of Iran before he was killed. Supreme leader. Do you know how many individuals were invited to his daughter's wedding? 40. You try that, mashallah, and see what happens. Your daughter will not speak to you for the rest of your life. Because we had a very simple wedding. Don't live to show off. And you know, one question. Inshallah, I'll finish on this. My time is over. I just have one question. Whenever you go to buy something, ask yourself one question. Bas. Do I need this or do I want this? That's all you have to ask. You ask that question to yourself, you believe me, you are going to save thousands of pounds. You go to Saffron. You know what are your needs? MashaAllah, you know, we say DFS. Buy now, pay after 4 years. So we believe CFS. Number one, your needs are your clothes. Number two, food. And number three, shelter. They are your needs. Everything beyond that is your want. You go into a restaurant and mashallah, you've ordered chicken karai and chicken korma and you got pani puri and you got something else and you got something else. Mashallah, chalo, that is food. It's fine. But now, we want a jug of mojito as well. Ask yourself, is that a need? Is that a want? If you ask yourself, do I need it or do I want it? Wherever the want comes, stop. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab saw someone buying meat every single day in Medina Munawwara. He's buying meat, buying meat, buying meat. Sayyidina Umar said, does every desire need to be fulfilled? Does every desire need to be fulfilled? The Quran says it so beautifully, la tusrifu. Do not exaggerate. Okay, do not be a spendthrift. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah. Very quickly, just a few announcements, inshallah. Tomorrow in Ahlu Islamic Center, so that's Saturday, 2nd of May, at 5:30, there is an event for revered brothers. So, mashallah, they call it Chat, Chai, and Chill. Chat, Chai, and Chill. So, if you know any Muslim brothers, reverts, inshallah, please do encourage them, inshallah, to come. The second announcement, inshallah, is on the coming, I think it's the coming Sunday, 3rd of May, the halaqah will start by Imam Deen. So that's after Zuhr Salat on Sunday. So please, inshallah, try and do participate in that as well. We make special dua for Haji Riaz. Haji Riaz Marhum, his wife is quite unwell. She was in hospital. She's got breathing difficulties, inshallah. Please do make dua for her. Allah Ta'ala grant her a healthy, speedy recovery, inshallah. And in regards to Qurbani, if anyone would like to give Qurbani in Pakistan, if you can please see Brother Khalid, Brother Abdul Khalik, if you can see him, it's approximately £380 for the full animal of 7 shares. If you would like to give Qurbani to Gujarat, to India, Gujarat, it's 7 shares, £120. And for 1 share, it's £20 each, inshallah. You can see Brother Abdul Khalik, or you can see myself. And there's a local Qurbani, Brother Salman, Al-Aqsa Butchers. They are also doing local Qurbani. So inshallah, for the prices, if you can see our Brother Salman, inshallah, from Aqsa, Al-Aqsa Butchers, inshallah. And the last announcement, straight after the Jumu'ah prayer, after the Fard, straight away, the janazah of Haji Shah Nawaz Chima Sahib, Rahimahullah, will take place. Brothers, I encourage, please read your sunnats after the janazah prayer, because they need to take the body to Gardens of Peace in Romford. So they need to leave straight away, inshallah. So please, inshallah, and if you have blocked the van, then please do leave immediately, straight away. After the janazah, please do leave. So straight after the farz salam, inshallah, straight away we will be doing the janazah, inshallah. And brothers, inshallah, you know, we are very, very fortunate. We are very lucky. We have got brothers like Khalid Javid. We got brothers like Zafir. We got other brothers, mashallah, like Ashish, Ash, I think they call him. Mashallah, brother Ash. Then we got brother Abdul Khalik. Mashallah, a lot of brothers, and there are many more, who are doing a lot of voluntary work. Brother, mashallah, Shabir, Sufi Sahib's son, and then Sufi Sahib as well himself, mashallah. Mashallah, these people are doing wonderful work. If you can't do anything, at least give them dua. At least give them dua. In Forest Gate and East London, this is unheard of. Okay, someone dies at 5:30 in the morning, and the ghusl has been done by 11:30 in the morning, even the ghusl is done. This is absolutely unheard of. In Forest Gate, you'll be lucky to do the janazah on the same day. Mashallah, we've got individuals in this organization who are going out of their way. Mashallah, Khalid called me Fajr time and he said, I'm going. Most probably, Chima Sahib, Rahimahullah, has passed away. So just imagine, he gives his sleep. And mashallah, Brother Zafir, they give a lot of time. And mashallah, there are a lot of volunteers. You see them in the viz, inshallah. Please, if you can't do anything, don't point a finger to them. If you think you can do a better job, please come forward, inshallah. We are willing to, mashallah, take your services.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Innal hamdalillah نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله عز وجل. قال سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. معاشر المسلمين، من أعظم ما ابتلي به الناس في هذا الزمان التهاون في الديون والتساهل في الاستدانة، حتى صار الناس الدين عادة، وصار الإنسان يستدين لما لا حاجة له به. وقد كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يستعيذ من الدين، وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: اللهم إني أعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم، لأن الدين هم بالليل وذل بالنهار، ويثقل القلب ويشغل الذمة. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه حتى يقضى عنه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله واعلموا أن من كمال الإيمان أداء الحقوق إلى أهلها، ومن ذلك قضاء الديون عند القدرة. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مطل الغني ظلم، أي تأخير القادر لسداد دينه ظلم وإثم. قال سبحانه وتعالى: والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما. والسبب في هذا الإسراف والتبذير، كثير من الديون اليوم سببها الكماليات والمباهات ومجاراة النفس. قال سبحانه وتعالى: ولا تبذر تبذيرا إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين. اللهم اغننا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك، واقض عنا الديون يا رب العالمين، ووسع علينا في الرزق. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها، اللهم احفظ المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان، خاصة يا رب العالمين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي يمن وفي السودان وفي مالي وفي يمن وفي إيران وفي لبنان وفي جميع أنحاء العالم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان، اللهم اجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين، اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وهم وتم وعظم أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please try and accommodate for the brothers who are coming. Brothers who are at the back, inshallah, please just walk in, inshallah, you'll get some space, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون.
ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب واتوب إليه. اللهم أنت سلام ومنك سلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اغفر لحي وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحيته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers, inshallah, please, everyone is requested to try and delay your sunnah, please, until we do the janazah, inshallah. So the janazah will happen straight away now, inshallah. So please read your sunnah after the janazah prayer. Inshallah, you can stand close to one another. Inshallah, you don't need to make the rows as you do in salah. Yeah. No. The body will be. Brothers, inshallah, the janazah prayer is fardul kifaya. No. Yeah, you can read it, but you, make sure you read behind. So you'll have to. Yeah. So that's, yeah. Behind that. You know, in the next line. Yeah, in that line. Yeah. No. The janaza behind the brothers, mashallah. The stuff that has been made be behind them, inshallah. Yeah, okay. It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. Inshallah, there are four takbirs in janazah. We say, Allahu Akbar, you fold your hands. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Or you can read Surah Al-Fatiha, whatever you read, inshallah. After the second takbir, you read durood upon the Messenger of Allah, the way you do in salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. The entire durood, the way you read in salah. After the third takbir, you say, Allahumma gfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina. The dua for janazah. After the fourth takbir, you just wait for a few seconds, and then straight away we do salam, inshallah. If our brother Shah Nawaz, rahimahullah, if he owed anything to anyone, please do see his brother Babar, inshallah. If he ever said anything, did anything, please have the heart, inshallah, to pardon him. Inshallah, please do forgive him, inshallah. And we make dua for the family. Allah Ta'ala grant them immense patience, immense sabr, inshallah. And especially the children and the wife, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them immense sabr. But you just have comfort knowing that, mashallah, he died on a Friday, on a Jumu'ah, inshallah. Bismillah, inshallah, we're starting salah, inshallah. الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جد ثنائك الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم الله أكبر اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيينا الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفاه اللهم اغفر له ورحمه وعافيه وعف عنه وأكثر نزله واستغفر اللهم اغسل بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقه من الذنوب كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم أبدله دارا خيرا من داره الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله